Hey, you guys, good morning. Wait, let me see if I can turn this mofo off. Yeah, because otherwise it's going to be so noisy, you guys. Welcome to another podcast newsletter. Today is Thursday, 15th of August. It is a very sunny day, and I am in my studio. Beep, 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 beep. I'm trying really hard not to cry and scream because I'm so excited to be here. And you guys, I miss you so much. You know, when you're about to jump into a phone call with a friend, or a Skype call with a friend, or you're about to see a friend and you're so excited to see that person that you start like tearing up because you have so many stuff to tell that person and you're like, oh my god. Okay, I'm like that right now, you guys, to see you. I don't know why. Okay, so, you guys, we have so much stuff to catch up on, but catch up on? Is that how you say it? Anyway, you know what I mean. But before that, I just want to comment really quickly a couple of your comments. Don't worry, this is not going to be boring at all. That sounded ironic. I really meant it. Gioia de Antonis said that I'm listening to your podcast in my spare time before going to therapy, and I'm currently embroidering my t-shirt with RuPaul's Drag Race quote, "Not today, Satan." And I thought, Gioia, it was so amazing. Could you please share a picture of that? Please, 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 could you please do it? Because I am really curious about how that t-shirt is going to turn out. And I would love to just like see it, please. This is like housekeeping, because I'm reading your comments and catching up with all the stuff that we need to talk before the main dish. Samantha also said that her 10-year-old Australian Shepherd, Sydney, had to go this week to a mass to get a mass removed from her leg because the vet, because she was asking about Cereal and how she's doing. And I just want to ask you, baby, if how Sydney is, because she said that you're post-surgery recovering mode, but you're going to hear the results back. So please let me know how that went, because I really want to know what's up. And so there's a lot of mixed emotions about me swearing, and I'm going to do my best, you guys, not to swear on the podcast, because I think every once in a while when you use a swear word, it's amazing. But when you're overusing it, like I do, you lose the sense of the meaning of the word. So I'm going to do my best, my loves. And also, just like reading your comments about what you're doing when you're listening to a podcast, like Ina, for example, was listening to the podcast in a cafe called K Fetish in Neukölln, Berlin, on a Saturday morning. And like how you painted that landscape, baby, of you listening to the podcast and like feeling like you're listening to a message, like a friend's message, like, oh my god. And also I favorited the comment written by Emily and Lucille. I listened to this podcast while transferring pressed flowers from a sketchbook to a mounting board. And Lucille said, your podcast is a soundtrack of my laundry folding sessions. And I love how cozy all of those situations sound like. So thank you so much, guys, for sharing what you're doing specifically while listening to the podcast, because I don't know, it makes me really happy. And I have a window into your life and what you're doing and what you're thinking and your feedback and your thoughts. And I thought that was super, super sweet. Anyway, you guys, I have no idea where to start. I just pour myself a hot cup of coffee. I think we're officially back to, I mean, I don't know, honestly, the weather. I was going to say we're officially back to drinking hot coffee. I took a break from hot coffee for a couple of months. I think for a month, I guess, more than a month, because it was too hot for drinking hot coffee. I've heard so many times that people say that drinking hot beverages when it's hot is actually the smartest idea ever, even though it sounds really stupid because your body temperature is rising up until the same temperature that is outside, so you feel less hot when you drink a hot beverage. I don't know if that's true, you guys, but now whether it's kind of weird because it's super, super, like it's turning fresh. Can I say that word? Colder, not as hot during the mornings and during the nights, but during the day is hot AF. So all of this to say, I'm drinking hot coffee. Let's all take a sip. Oh my God. I'm so excited to see you guys that I am choking myself with coffee. Is that the worst or the most amazing way to die? I don't know. I mean, choking with coffee and dying, I guess it's bad. Like in all the ways you can see it, it's a bad thing. Anyway, you guys, I'm so excited to see you. So I'm sitting down in my office and it's a really, really, I'm going to paint a picture of how, what is surrounding me. I am surrounded by boxes and lots of stuff. Today I brought my lunch from home as always. And today I need to do so many things. But before that, let's all go to the rabbit hole of what has been happening to my life these past 2 weeks. Where should I start? Should I take another sip? Yeah. Why do I wait, you guys, to talk to you for like sipping my coffee? I could easily stop this stuff. Like pause the recording and then drink and I don't know. Anyway. God, I'm so like excited and nervous to talk to you that it's very hard to keep track of what I'm saying. Anyway, so where can I start? I just wanna like talked about this and get it out of the way. I have missed you, my loves, so much. For the past week, I haven't used Lens feature on the Patreon app. For those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, the Patreon app and actually Patreon Online, the website, there's this part on posts called Lens, which is basically the Instagram stories of the Patreon app or the Patreon website. And I don't know if other creators actually use Lens, but I have become really, really used to using Lens on a regular basis because it was my way to... Because I'm addicted to you, basically, guys. I am so addicted to you. And it was a way for me to talk to you about what I was doing on a regular basis and share with you what was going on with my life and what I was working on and how the cats and all of that. And honestly, it was a very nice way to know that I was being, I was feeling less lonely when I was talking to you on Lens, my loves, especially when Ed was away and when I broke my toe and everything. I stopped using the Lens feature altogether, I think a week ago. And it was something that broke my heart less than a week ago, now that I think about it. But anyway, it was something that, it's making me miss you. Like, it made me miss you so much. But to be honest, guys, this was like a super hard decision for me because I have pushed using Lens for so long, even when the app was so frustrating for me to use. So I'm not going to go too much into the details because I really don't want to bore you. But usually Lens crashed on my phone. Like it was a good day if it only crashed like 2 or 3 times, but usually it was way more than that, like 7 times. It took me so long to upload 15 seconds clips. And, most of the times I couldn't even like check your comments because even though I saw that you guys comment on my Lens clips, I couldn't read them. Like the app wasn't loading any comments. Even when I closed the app, because it crashed, I could still hear myself talking on the Lens. Like it was a mess. And I was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it because the app was working so poorly and it was so hard for me to use the app. I still like kept on using it and tried to like, I don't know, fix it myself or like making sure I was doing something else while I was uploading stuff so I cannot like lose so much time. And at some point I become so frustrated. Like it was a thing actually. I like between me and Ed, because Ed was so used to me spending so much time uploading things on Lens, So when I realized it was super noticeable, or like it was affecting my regular day at the office or at home, I'm like, no, I can't keep just like using this this feature, even though I love it so much. So I made a decision, and it's been super weird, my loves, because I wrote a post on Patreon about this, like a lens not working properly, and that I was going to start using more Instagram stories, like as a way of replacing lens, because I want to keep talking to you guys on a regular basis. And I had no idea, you guys, by reading your comments, that you also struggle reading or seeing or watching my lens post. I thought this was only like my own, like my thing. But as soon as I heard and I noticed and I read your comments saying like, oh my God, Fran, it happened to me too. Like, it's really hard for me to see your lens or like to watch your lens. I'm like, okay, this is like bigger than I expected. And I have no idea how, but the people from Patreon actually reach out. Someone told them that I was experiencing issues with lens, and they wrote me an email saying like, oh my God, Fran, we're so sorry, what is going on with lens? And they were so thoughtful. Like, I honestly, guys, I didn't want to make a huge big deal out of this, because I know I am really lucky enough that I know people from the Patreon team. And a couple of weeks ago, they invited me actually to like a lunch where you eat, not a lunch where you're launching stuff. And I met Jack, who is the founder of Patreon, and I have met like other creators and people from the team and everything. And when they, because there was some point in which, and this launch thing, they were like, okay, so do you have any feedback for us to improve the quality of the service, blah, blah, blah. And all of the feedback was so like important. They were like, oh, we want the website to be able to, I don't know, like just like really important stuff. And I felt, oh my God, lens is such a like minuscule thing in this whole enterprise, like in this whole thing, that all of the feedback that I can give them, like it's really, they have so much stuff on their plate already, and they have so many, I don't know, like creators really struggling with really important stuff, that I never told them how I felt about lens. So I just kept it quiet and talked what I needed to talk, blah, blah, blah. And this is the reason why I never told them any feedback about this. Anyway, the thing is that they reach out, and I wrote them an email saying like, I love the Patreon app, I love Patreon, but lens is not working, and here are all the reasons. Please forward this information to the team, or like people in the tech building / department. And they were like, thank you so much. But the thing is, guys, the guys from Patreon said that they have so many stuff they have to work on with the pledges, or like, for example, I had no idea, but there's entire teams and companies that have a Patreon account, and they have like issues logging in when there's more people in one team, which I have never experienced that, because I am the only one who uses my Patreon account. But when there's like multiple people in one team, it's a pain in the ass to log in from different locations. Anyway, so I can tell that they already are working on other important issues. And since they are working on other important issues, they have no idea when they're going to fix the lens situation. So until further notice, I'm going to use the Instagram stories. I'm sad, because this is the thing, guys, and I want to move on to another subject. I become really used to knowing that there was like a fraction of my audience watching my lens, and I could say whatever I wanted, because I feel so fucking close to you. I'm sorry, it's weird. I'm so incredibly close to you, and I always felt that I could say anything I wanted, like about my period, or about, I know like period's not such a like TMI subject anymore, thank God, but I could say whatever I wanted, like my broken relationship with my dad, or I also can say that to anyone. But anyway, I had like this like close proximity to you. There's so many projects that I'm working on right now, like my online shop, for example, and I don't feel comfortable sharing all of that with everybody. So I was just like, oh my God, I can share whatever I want. I don't have to like look my back. I don't have to watch my back. That's the thing. I don't have to watch my back or like be super careful about what I say or how I say it, because it's the patrons. They get it. They understand, blah, blah. And now that I am on Instagram stories, blogging, not even like blogging, more like sharing pictures on a regular basis, I feel so embarrassed. And this is the thing, guys. Do you have that person that you're very intimidated by and you care so much about what that person says, even though you don't know that person that much? And let me be very specific. This is an illustrator who I know she's, how can I say, let's call her Stacy. So Stacy is that person that I'm really intimidated by. But I've met Stacy on a couple of occasions, and I know she's very judgmental of people, and she's an illustrator, she's super talented, and I have the feeling, I don't know if this is like based on a true thing, maybe it's just like my insecurities talking, that she's definitely talked about stuff behind my back. And I can see how she is on social media. Maybe I'm sharing too much with you, but anyway, I've seen how critical and judgmental she is on social media, and I'm definitely positive she has been that about me. Maybe it's just like me imagining things, but since she's so judgmental about people and stuff in general, and she's so talented, by the way, I'm like, if I start talking on a regular basis on Instagram, she's going to be definitely super annoyed or like upset, or she's going to talk about this with their friends. And do you have that person in your life? Like, I have been restraining myself from talking on social media, and specifically on Instagram stories, with my face and all of that, especially in English, because it's like obviously not my main language, because I know she's going to think about something about that. Is that weird? And there's so many I have had so many instances in my life in which I want to do something, but I care too much about what people are going to think, and I freeze. And I don't know why, because I honestly don't care about what she thinks, but sometimes every once in a while I care too much about what she thinks. Isn't that crazy? I'm an adult. I am going to turn 32 in a couple of months. I shouldn't be worried about this. Do you have that person in your life, you guys? Like, maybe it's like a colleague that it's intimidating you, or something who you know is very judgmental, and you know, like, oh my God, what is that person going to think if I do this? And I think a lot about Brené Brown, because, I mean, she's amazing. And she says that when she's working really hard on something, she usually keeps a tiny, tiny, tiny paper on her wallet with all of the names, which are not more than five, of the people that she really cares her, like, the opinion the most. So, for example, of course, I care about Ed's opinion and Ed's input and feedback on what I do. I care about my mom, what she thinks about what I'm doing, and a bunch of like other people, but she's not on the list. So why do I care so much? I feel so like lonely about this, because I was just talking with Ed about this. Like, oh my God, do you remember this illustrator so-and-so? I wanna start talking on my Instagram stories more often in English, and I just like keep second guessing this decision because I know she's going to watch it, and I'm so embarrassed. And he was like, "Friend, you already do it on your YouTube channel, so why do you care so much?" And I'm like, I have no idea. I think it is, and this is like my theory about this, is that Instagram stories, you can see who's watching. On YouTube, I have no idea. And I'm almost for like certain that she's not watching my videos. But I don't know why. I know she follows me on Instagram story, like on Instagram, so, and since you can tell who's watching and who's not, I feel like so self-conscious about it. I don't know. And I was just like asking Ed, do you feel like that with someone? He's like, no. And I'm like, damn it. So Ed said something like really wise about this. You can't allow her to not do this. And like, basically, you're not allowing yourself to do this because this is like all wild imagination. You have like no proof that he, like that this person, she is talking behind your back, or she's just, I mean, she's super judgmental all the time. But generally, I have no proof that she talks about me or like anything about me. And you were, and it was like really wise about it. Like, you can't allow her or you not to do this. So this is why I've been avoiding talking to the camera, you guys, on Instagram stories, because I'm too self-conscious. I feel like social media, they act like you have to curate the content differently. And since I don't usually show my face on Instagram, I show more my work and where I go and pictures. And I leave that other stuff, like my face and me talking, to YouTube. I have never mixed both, like, similar contents to both social media. So I have no idea what are you supposed... Like, what is the social media etiquette on Instagram, you know? Of course, when people do it, I'm like, this is amazing. For example, I love when Andy DJ Pizza blogs on Instagram. Because I love, like, listening to his stories and what he's doing. And I love when people do it. So I don't know why in my mind it's different when I do it. Anyway, I need to do this, you guys. I can't allow this to, I don't know, not like I can't allow this to stop me. So please let me know if you have also like insecurities about doing stuff because you are very worried or afraid. I think afraid is a very strong word right now, but if you're over worrying of like not doing something because you feel about, it's like the opinion of one person, is that specific? Please let me know if you're also suffering from that, because it's insane. I'm gonna do it. I need to please. Okay, let's do this. This is a promise together. Let's do this together. We're all going to do something that scares us, because I will feel more less lonely if we do it together. So please picture something that you're really scared of. Please don't do anything irrational, like jumping from a building, please. But something that, oh, I don't want to do this because it's too embarrassing, like filming a video or recording a podcast or uploading something like super personal. I mean, personal, you know, to Instagram. I don't know. But please, let's all do this together, because I feel like you're more accountable of your actions if someone is like keeping you company and doing it with you. So can we do that together, my loves? Can we do all of this together? Let's start on Monday. Can we do that? Monday 19, we're all going to start doing something that it's really scary. Can we all do that? Okay, amazing. I don't know when you're listening to this, but you can join the challenge the next Monday you're listening to this. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, it will be tomorrow for you. If it's already Monday, you can start today or next week. Anyway, okay, I feel less lonely now. Anyway, I want to share something that actually like super nice happened while using Instagram stories. So this is the thing, guys. I've been really on and off with Instagram lately. But since I started uploading the illustrations, the rejected illustrations by the New Yorker on Instagram, my followers sort of like got stuck in one number. And the number usually goes up, but really, really slowly, really slowly. I was in 311K. And no, I was in 310 for such a long time, like years. It felt years. And since I have been like, I don't know, uploading stuff on a regular basis, it went up after a while. And I'm not kidding you guys. After using Instagram stories for less than a week, I jumped to 312 in less than a week, like 1,000 in less than a week. So I don't know if this is something happening with Instagram, but I think people and Instagram are focusing more on their content in relation to Instagram stories and not so much on your timeline anymore. And this has blown my mind because I've never been like a very methodic, regular user of Instagram stories. I was always more like, no, I need to put more attention on my timeline. And then if something like amazing happens on Instagram stories. But now that I'm using Instagram stories on a regular basis and also uploading every once in a while on my timeline, this is insane. Like, I don't know if people are noticing this and everybody's like, oh my God, the algorithm sucks. It might, well, it does suck, but I think it has to do with how often you sort of like upload things on both platforms. I mean, the same platform, but in both sides. So if you want to notice like a big difference, or you want to like experiment a little bit and you need the followers, or you want to increase your follower count, do you say that amount? Do this experiment, start uploading more frequently to Instagram stories, like fun stuff, and see what happens, because I can't believe the results. I'm so used to being a slow, very insanely slow grower. Can you say that? Like, I grow very slowly in all of the platforms, actually. On YouTube, I've been in 220 for so long. And now suddenly it's like, oh my God, this is so interesting. So as soon as I discover this, I'm like, I need to share this to the guys because they're going to appreciate this so much. Anyway, anyway, I also went to a doctor, my loves, and I am finally cured. I went to a doctor this past Tuesday with Ed, and I was super nervous. I took the subway for the first time because since now I could actually literally lean on Ed. We took the subway together, and it was my first time in more than a month using the subway. Do you use the subway? Riding the subway, that's the word. So in Spanish, you use the word, the verb use for everything. You use everything. So at least the Chilean Spanish. You use clothes, you use transportation, you use stuff, obviously. So using is a verb you use on a more regular basis. Anyway, I haven't ride the subway for so long. Actually, do you ride the subway? No. Yes. Anyway, and it was so overwhelming. I'm like, oh my God, this is super noisy. But it was so exciting to ride and like transport myself to commute on the subway again. And I went to a doctor, they did an x-ray. The x-ray to me looks basically the same that the last x-ray they did, but the doctor said like, oh my God, I can see so much improvement. You can actually go back to your normal routine. No exercise yet, but you can totally walk and ride your bike. And I was like, oh my God, I started crying, you guys. And he was like, I can't believe you recovered so fast. And I was just like, doctor, you have no idea how much. Like, Ed was actually the one who said, she was basically sitting, like, she sat on her ass this entire month. And the doctor was like, oh my God, I can tell because you recovered so fast. And he was like, you're young, you're a non-smoker. So of course you are going to recover fast, but this is like insane. I'm so proud of you. I'm like, thank you so much, doctor. And anyway, so I am so happy, you guys. I'm so happy that being a dork and taking care of myself and being like super careful about my food actually paid back, because I remember Ed telling me like, Fran, you can actually walk and like go outside. And I'm like, no, I need to take care of myself. I'm not supposed to walk. And I know I was very over the top with my taking care of myself, but it was so nice, guys, because so I already told you this, but my friend Tatiana has a friend who also experienced the same thing. Like, he broke his toe, and after like 3 or 4 weeks he's like, oh my God, I feel so much better, and he started doing regular stuff, and he broke the same toe again, so he had to go back and do this entire thing all over again. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, I don't want to be that bastard, I want to just like recover myself and just like I want to do this the right way. Because I can't imagine myself another month being, I don't know, just like on my ass. nothing wrong with being on your ass. It's just like, it's not my thing. So I am so happy, you guys, because I finally recovered for the best. Like, this is the best timing because I'm about to, and this is the other set of news, I'm about to open my online shop in 2 weeks, actually. Yeah, it will be 2 weeks on Sunday, and I need to move. I need to be on my feet and do stuff. So I really, it's been such an overwhelming experience to be able to walk again. And whenever I left the clinic, I was, guess what, crying again because I was so overwhelmed by joy and happiness. And it was like, Fran, it's okay to cry. And I ugly cried because I wanted to like pretty cry. But then I realized I felt like ugly crying for a Do you know what I mean? When you're on the street and you want to cry really bad, but ugly crying is too much. So you're like, oh my God, one like crazy tear and that's it. No, this time I'm like, I'm going to ugly cry right now. And he's like, go for it. And I ugly cry for a while. All of this like for joy and happiness, out of joy and happiness, not because I was like, you know, sad. So it was such a nice thing, you guys. And then we went and had lunch and it was so nice to be in Manhattan walking again. That sound is so snob. Every time I say it, it's the worst. Anyway, it was so nice, my loves. And then these past couple of days, I don't know, I went back on my feet. I can now use normal use, you know, that's again, I can wear normal footwear again. And ride my bike. This morning I ride my bike all the way to my studio and it was so nice. And of course this is the weirdest thing, you guys, but my leg is so weak because I haven't done any exercise or I haven't actually like used my muscle in a month. So every time I put my weight on my leg, it starts like shaking like crazy. This is like the craziest thing ever. It's so insane to me and so interesting at the same time that no matter how much you use a muscle or like how old you are, the minute you stop using it for like a month, your body forgets. It's not like your body forgets, but the muscle sort of like forgets how to use the leg again. And it's so hard for me to like mentalize that I'm not supposed to, is that, what is the word? Like hunch? No, coger. I always like, let me see, because I had the same issue the last time I recorded. Coger is in Spanish to limp. So there you go. I'm so used to limping that not limping. That sounded funny when you say it out loud. The word limp is funny, right? Sorry, a burp. When not limping to me is very a strange thing. So anyway, I am so happy, my loves. Anyway, I can walk again. It's weird, but it's amazing. About all of the work that I've been doing, I'm so sorry if I'm going too fast on all the subjects, but I don't want to bore you and I don't want this to get too long. Work-wise, I am working like crazy on my shop. So the website is officially done, but this is the thing. I did a test run with you guys. So I asked the patrons on the $20 pledge, the Q&A pledge, if they could help me. I needed 15 people to help me do a test run. So this week we have been organizing, and I just want to thank you so, so much to everybody who's helping me with the test run, because this is the thing, guys. My friend coded the website from scratch. We didn't use Squarespace or any like web software developing thing. So the website tends, like, it's prone to be jumpy or weird at some points. And I wanted something to test the website from scratch, like a new pair of, like, set of eyes. And we had to actually like pay a plug-in for the shop side of the shop, sort of like the shopping bag. We're using WooCommerce, which is actually super nice. And I was really scared, you guys, because this is this has been all of the backstage of the website, but I don't know if you have ever used Etsy, but Etsy is an amazing platform. It's charging like crazy. This is why I'm leaving Etsy. But Etsy is super cool because you can sort of like personalize and custom your shipping method. So you can charge whatever, like a very specific number, and you can add as a particular price per item. So for example, if you're ordering a sticker and that person is ordering 3 stickers, you're not supposed to charge the shipping for those individual 3 stickers because you're actually paying 1 shipping. So shipping can be super, super tricky when it comes to a shop because you have no idea how much value, like in terms of like cost, to put on every, like each item. And since I'm shipping internationally, all the shippings cost differently. They cost differently according to the country where they're going, how much weight is the parcel, which item you're shipping. It's a pain in the ass, my loves. So the cool thing about WooCommerce, it sounds like I'm this isn't a sponsor, but it's not. The cool thing about WooCommerce is that you can customize each and every single price. And it was a pain in the ass to set up, but now I finally did it. And that was something that I was actually super worried about. And anyway, I just want to thank you so, so much for everybody who's been doing the test run with me and actually purchasing stuff on the shop. They were actually my first orders, and I am so excited. I have been buying so many stuff for the shop, you guys. I had to buy a new label printer because my Dymo, which is the printer, the tiny printer I was using for like the labels and the addresses, even though it's still working, is too tiny, it's too small for the postage that I will have to print from now on. So I had to buy a new label printer. I've been buying lots of envelopes and cardboard boxes because now, since I will be shipping t-shirts and planners, I need, the envelopes are too small for that. So I decided to buy some sort of like this tucked in folding boxes, cardboard boxes for shipping. Yesterday I spent so many hours, you guys, just like doing research and making sure that all of the packing supplies were recycled, 100% recycled and or compostable. I tracked down a very good clear sleeves or bags that are compostable here in the US. And as soon as I test them, I'm going to let you know my reviews, and I'm going to update my supply posts. I don't know if you remember this, guys, but a while back I gave you a list of all of my resources and for my shop. And all of these resources in general, like which computer I use, which, scanner I use, which camera I use, how do I edit my videos, blah, blah. And all of those resources for my shop, they were UK-based. But now that I move in the US and I'm testing suppliers here in the US, I'm going to share all of them with you as soon as I, like, test them and see them. Because right now I just order them. It feels really scary to spend a lot of money on packing supplies. I'm like, oh my God, am I ordering the right amount? Am I doing this properly? Yeah, I did inventory yesterday, my loves, and I have so many planners from previous years, and I just wish I could sell them eventually, because you have seen pictures of my studio, but it's basically filled with boxes. I also have scenes from Ed, because Ed also has a Etsy shop. So it's been quite like a good chunk of time since the last time I had the shop open, and I can't wait for be opening it again. Like I love packing supplies, and I love packing orders, and I love just like experiencing being in touch with you through my shop, because I can read your comments and what people are liking. And I feel like what I'm doing right now, you guys, with the shop is something that I've never done before. And I am so happy that with this decision, and it everything is going to make much more sense once I open my shop, I am actually helping the environment. And I can't wait to share it with you because this is, this is insane. Anyway, I just wanted to say that. And I'm really excited. I also need to order some stickers for my return address and the Please Do Not Bend stickers, which because I think I have 60 left. That was something really nice about doing inventory, that I now know exactly how many I have of everything. And yeah, I'm so excited, you guys. Anyway, someone is calling me and I have no idea who that person is. Wait a second, guys. Okay, it was nothing. It was just like a spam call. The New York update, because thank you so much, all of your comments, you guys, on last week's podcast that we did together. They actually rejected all of my comics. Yay! I'm still super proud of them, actually. No matter if they rejected them, but I was still sad when they did, because I'm like, this is like the best I have ever done in terms of like one single comic panels. So if they're rejecting this, I have no idea what the hell they want. So I'm going to keep trying, of course, but I just want to share the update with you because you were like, oh my God, Fran, I'm sure they're going to say yes. No, they say no. They said no. I have no idea what I'm doing wrong, you guys. And every time I ask for feedback, they're like, you're amazing, but it's just not good enough. In the sense that there are people doing a better job than I am doing. So I'm just going to keep trying. This is like my one, like my three, this is my 3rd month anniversary, sending stuff to the New Yorker and then saying no. I'm not sending stuff every single week, by the way. I'm sending like every 2 weeks. But it's still frustrating, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not like smiling when they say no. But if I think about this, I am also creating and generating content for my social media. So there's no bad scenario in this situation. Even when they say no, I'm like, okay, I have 5 new posts for my Instagram, or I have like 10 more posts for my Instagram. So everything's fine, you guys. Also, Serial update, she's way, way better. She is on her 2nd week of antibiotics, and we're going to do 3 weeks of antibiotics. I know it sounds a lot, it's a lot. But since Serial has some kidney issues, and she had like a very ongoing and very persistent UTI, we need to like battle that bastard and make sure that she's recovering fully. But yeah, she's much better, and Ed is the master of giving Serial her medicine. I don't know how Ed does it, but he's really, really, really good at giving Serial the medicine. Anyway, and that's it, my loves. I just want to keep talking for eternity with you. But it's already a very long podcast. I'm going to share, as always, all of the stuff that I have been enjoying lately. Ed and I finished watching Chernobyl. I don't know how you spell it. I mean, how do you say it? Because in Spanish it's Chernobyl, but in English I have no idea, because I have said that the word many, many times and people have no idea what I'm saying, actually. Chernobyl. Anyway, it's an amazing show, super hardcore. I had to skip the part with the pets. If you watch the show, you know exactly what I mean. But you guys. And also, I've been listening to tons of music. But anyway, I'm going to leave everything down below. Thank you so much for all your patience, my loves. Especially regarding the lens situation and the Instagram story situation. Thank you for being so understanding. I actually pushed the lens thing as far as I could, but it became super, super frustrating, and that's the only reason why I stopped, because it was actually damaging my workflow. So thank you so much for understanding and for allowing me to start all over again on Instagram stories. I know it's not the same, but it will be eventually. I need time to de-embarrass myself, not being so embarrassed anymore. Anyway, please bear in mind that this Monday we're all going to do something that we're really scared/embarrassed of. Please let me know down below in the comments what that thing is for you, so you're accountable for your actions. I'm going to start talking on Instagram stories on Monday, because now that I said it and I know that now you know and that you are going to look forward for that, I can't say no. So I hope you show up, my loves. Not to Instagram stories necessarily, but I hope you do whatever you think you need to face. And yeah, let's face all our fears, anything that we're embarrassed of, or the thing what we have been putting off for so long. Like, I've always wanted to wear that sexy dress outside, but I'm being too embarrassed of it. Or like, I don't know, we're always like super self-conscious of what someone is thinking of, specifically like one or two people. So let's just like give a damn and do it anyways. Please let me know what you're doing, so we're all keeping each other accountable. And I wish you the best, my loves. I hope you have an amazing, amazing Friday and weekend ahead. And we'll see each other many times in the future, because next week I'm going to upload the Q&A. There's a live stream as well. And yeah, it's going to be so much fun, you guys. Anyway, I love you so much. Have an amazing day. And I can't wait to read your comments. Okay, bye.